basically, when a disc herniates, that means it's injured and it will kind of pooch out and sometimes even pinch on a nerve. That's when it becomes a little bit more pressing to get the treatment. A lot of times a disc herniation will happen and it'll just be painful because it's an injured structure in the body. But when it actually starts to press on a nerve, that's when you can get pain going down the arm or the leg, depending on where the disc herniation's at. And that's when it becomes more serious, because you could have injury to the muscle that the nerve supplies. You can have loss of sensation and, quite frankly, just very severe pain. When that happens, patient needs treatment. Sometimes it's surgery. Oftentimes it's just physical therapy, anti-inflammatories. Sometimes there's a technique called an epidural steroid injection, where they'll do an injection of steroid around that disc where it's touching the nerve, and it'll release and relieve some of that inflammation and pressure to avoid surgery. But oftentimes, if the disc herniation is bad enough, then the patient will just need to have the surgery. And what that entails is going in there and removing the part of the disc that's herniated so it's no longer pinching on the nerve.